Connecticut real estate headlines. CT Realtor Commission average holds below national rate at 5.57%. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Connecticut is 5.57%, which is less than the national average of 5.70%. For Connecticut real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks helps you position your services competitively in the state's market. Review the full survey data at htvslistwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Connecticut/ to inform your pricing strategy. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines, CT Real Estate Pros, U.S. Land Records Portal for Property Document Searches. uslandrecords.com provides an online official record search portal for real property documents. Connecticut real estate professionals can access recorded deeds, mortgages, and liens digitally to expedite title research and due diligence. Bookmark https://landrecords.com/ctlr/ for quick access to property records lookups. Connecticut real estate headlines. VGSI launches Connecticut online database for municipal property data. Vision Government Solutions has created an online portal where users can click on their Connecticut municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal property records across Connecticut to support valuations, due diligence, and client research. Visit hbwwdi.com/connecticut-online-database/ and select your municipality to explore available property data. Connecticut real estate headlines. CT launches public land registry pilot for state property research. The Connecticut Land Registry Pilot Portal lets users browse state lands, verify property ownership, and access parcel documents including deeds, surveys, and land management plans, with detail increasing as you zoom in. Real estate professionals can now more efficiently research state-owned parcels, verify ownership records, and obtain critical land documents in one centralized system. Explore the pilot portal and download parcel data at chief/portal.ct.gov/deep-open-space-connecticut-land-registry-pilot. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines, CT Commission Rates. What HomeLight says, sellers pay Connecticut realtors. HomeLight breaks down the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to list and sell their home. Understanding prevailing commission benchmarks helps Connecticut agents position their value and negotiate competitively in their local market. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the link to refine your listing presentation. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. Municipal assessors, the local officials behind property valuations. In Connecticut, municipal assessors hold the exclusive authority to assess property and maintain the grand list, ensuring all taxable and tax-exempt property is accurately and uniformly recorded under CT State Statutes Section 7100K. Real estate professionals rely on accurate assessments for pricing, negotiations, and client guidance, making assessors a critical local contact in every CT municipality. Review your municipality's assessor directory and grand list at portal.ct.gov/opm/gpps/municipal-assessors to stay current on local valuations. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. Connecticut Assessor's Office websites now listed at QPublic. A centralized directory of Connecticut Assessor's Office websites is available through qpublic.net. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal assessment data needed for valuations, comparables, and client consultations across CT markets. Bookmark qpublic.net/ctassessors/ for fast access to any town's assessor records. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. CT Real Estate Commission's new breakdown shows 5-6% average split details. A new guide explains how Connecticut's 5-6% real estate commissions work, including how they are split and whether they are negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps CT agents and brokers explain costs to clients and remain competitive in local transactions. Review the full commission breakdown to ensure your thing aligns with CT market norms. https://w.housio.com/blog/real-commissions-in-connecticut/. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most CT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some CT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.